Thank you so much to everyone involved in putting this amazing program together, and especially we're thankful to our kids for leading us and telling the story of Christmas in such a special way today. We're so grateful for all the hours of preparation that you put in, and it's truly a gift and a blessing to all of us. Let's give them one more round of applause. And would you join me now in prayer? Lord Jesus, our Prince of Peace, we thank you for the good news of your birth and for this amazing story that you invite us into each year, and for each kid and student and leader who has poured themselves into telling it in a fresh way this morning. We're so thankful for the gift of your love that comes to us new every day, and for this crazy, busy, peaceful, holy season of preparing our hearts for your coming. We ask that you would give us moments of rest and reflection in the midst of all of it, that you would quiet our hearts and minds so that we can hear the words that you want to speak to us in these days of Advent, and give us joy as we take in the truth that you call us beloved, that we are yours, and that there is nothing we can do to make you love us more than you already do. Ground us in that knowledge, God, as we live and share your love and good news with others. And open our ears now as Pastor Chris brings a message from your word to us this morning. We pray these things in your name. Amen.
So I'm grateful for this crazy, busy, peaceful, holy program. And I don't know, kids, if you know, we don't use the word holy that often, but holy means something that is set apart by God and something that is infused with the Holy Spirit. And that is really what you brought today. And you told the Christmas story, and we heard about Mary and Joseph and all the people. But something happened to Mary even before Jesus was born that was a holy moment. And she probably thought it was crazy, too, when it happened. See, God sent an angel to Mary, and the angel said these words to Mary, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." And Mary thought that was a sort of strange thing to hear. She didn't totally understand what happened. And then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." So if you hear in that passage, in the things that the angel's saying, you hear the same word twice. You hear the word favor. And favor doesn't mean favorite. God didn't say, "Mary, you're my favorite of everybody." But favor means that it's like the angel was coming to say to Mary, "God thinks you are wonderful. God thinks you're wonderful, Mary, so much so that he's going to give you a special job to do. There's a special way for you to experience God." And so the angel spoke that word to Mary, but here's the thing. It's the word that the angel would have for each and every one of you and me here today. God thinks you are wonderful. This is how Zephaniah puts it in the Old Testament. Zephaniah is a prophet, and he says this, "The Lord your God is with you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take great delight in you. With his love, he will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with singing." Zephaniah says, God thinks you're wonderful. He delights in you. Now, here's what I think delight looks like. Last Sunday, after church, I drove to Northfield, Minnesota to St. Olaf College to take in another Christmas program. It was the St. Olaf College Christmas Festival, and there were 500 college students. They were playing their instruments, and they were singing. And we sat right there. I was smack in the middle watching the whole thing, but there was just one singer that I had my eyes on. At the very tippy top of the topmost riser, on the very end, was this tall alto, and she had my attention the whole time. Why do you think that was? She's my daughter, and you know what? I think she's wonderful. And kids, when you were up here singing today, there were some people in the congregation, some of us that got to just watch, and we kind of went, I watched just down the row over and over and over again so I could get a look at every kid while they were singing. But if you brought a mom or a dad or an auntie or an uncle or a grandma or a grandpa or a godparent, they probably just watched the one kid. Right, grandmas, grandpas? Or if you got a couple, they had to go back and forth, but they were focused on the kids that they knew because they think you're wonderful. And that's what God is like. The thing about God is that God doesn't only have enough eyes to watch just one at a time, because God is outside of time and space in the way that we understand it, and not limited in any way. God can be watching you fully, and you fully, and you, and you, and you, and the whole time God is watching and thinking, oh, isn't she wonderful? Isn't that something? I just picture God in heaven going up to the angels and saying, have you seen Jess lately? I mean, she's something, isn't she? Or have you heard Vince sing? Oh, I really love to listen to Vince sing. Have you seen Barb play the organ? You know what? I got to tell you, angels, I made them. Yep, they're mine. I designed them. I thought of them. And you know what? Everything I make is awesome. It's so good. And I think they are wonderful. Zephaniah says that God delights in us just as we are. Then he says that God rejoices us over us with singing. Do you ever think about God singing? Just imagine, I'm singing, I'm in heaven, and I'm singing. And then he starts to write songs. I think God starts writing songs with your name in it, something like this. Isis and Scarlett and Soren and Ethan, Caitlin, Brilly Beckett, Elizabeth Owen, Everly, Emily, Ruth, Carter, Kaisa, Cece, Ben, Isaac, Ashlyn, Ellie, Maya, and Tucker, Addie and Kaya, and Maisie, Amelia, Ava, Connor, Kayla, Wyatt, Landon, I need glasses, Declan, August, Jack, Sam, Albina, Ozzy, Ella, Jayla, Hayden, Ava, Maeve, Barrett, Ellie, Sophia, Alonzo, April, when they're singing, when they're acting, when they're standing still, I simply remember that they're wonderful, and I love them and always will. God sings these songs. He just breaks into tunes, and then I'm sure he's elbowing you. Elbowing the angels like, you want to hear another one? Any special requests? Let me put your name into a song, because he thinks you are wonderful. I was kind of thinking about, what would it be like if we really believed that? Because we live in this world where people want to tell us about how we aren't wonderful. There's always somebody telling you how you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you're not fast enough, you're not thin enough, you're not young enough, you're not old enough. There's always somebody that's trying to tell you that you're not wonderful. But what if we really believed that we are as wonderful as God thinks we are? What would that feel like, and how would it change our lives? I read a story a number of years ago about a young man who was a priest, and he had an uncle who lived in Ireland, and he said, I'm going to go visit my uncle Seamus in Ireland to celebrate Seamus's 80th birthday. So he got there, he got his uncle, and on the day of his uncle's birthday, they took a walk around Lake Killarney. That's a real lake, right? Okay, they walked around Lake Killarney, and as they stopped, they stood and watched the sunrise. And this young man stood there, an 80-year-old uncle stood next to him, just watching the sunrise. And suddenly, Uncle Seamus turned around and started skipping down the path. Skipping! How many of you are 80-plus? How many of you, they don't even want to raise their hands. I know who you are. How much skipping do you, Uncle Seamus starts skipping. And so his nephew goes to catch up to him, and he says, Uncle, you look really happy. And his uncle said, oh, I am. Well, this man is so curious, why? What makes you so happy? And this man said, oh, you see, me Abba is very fond of me. Abba means dad or father. He stood there watching the sunrise, and he knew that God was fond of him, that God delighted in him, that God thinks he is wonderful. That's what it feels like, and all you need to do is stand there in the sunlight and feel the beams on your face and say, oh, you got this for me. This is a reminder that you love me, that you delight in me, that you sing over me, that you think I'm wonderful, and I don't have to listen to anybody else tell me otherwise. One more story. Eric Little was a Scottish citizen who was born in China in 1902. He lived in China because his parents were missionaries there, and he grew up as a young person learning all about how Jesus loved him, and he came to know Jesus and to love Jesus. But when he was old enough to go to school, they sent him back to London to go to boarding school. So in boarding school, he started to do all his academic things, but what Eric Little excelled at was athletics. See, Eric Little was fast, really fast runner, and they described his style of running. It was kind of quirky. It was kind of unique. But he would throw his head back and kind of his arms out and start running, but he would beat everybody. And he was so fast that he got invited to be on the British Olympic track team to go to the Olympics in 1924 in Paris. And so everyone was so excited. They knew he would win his 100-meter race. They were certain that he was the one to win the gold medal. And then the schedule came out for the Olympics, and the 100-meter race was on a Sunday morning. And Eric Liddell, in his own mind, said, "I can't run on that day." In his mind, the Sabbath day was so set apart. God's day, Sunday, was so set apart that he couldn't run that day. And people were furious. "This is your race. This is the one you're going to win. What are you going to do?" And he said, "Well, I'll just run a different one. I'll run the 400-meter instead. It's on a different day." And they knew that was a much harder race. It was a much longer race. He struggled with that race. But the day of the race came, and the race started, and Eric Liddell started to run with his head thrown back and his arms filling out, and he ran like the wind and won the gold medal. He was the surprise winner of the race. And what Eric Liddell was known to say was this: "When I run, I feel God's pleasure. When I run, God made me fast, so you know what I do? I run. And when I run, I feel that God loves me and delights in me." What is your thing? What is your thing that you do that reminds you that God thinks you're amazing? God made each of us so uniquely in order to receive love from him and to have that experience that's unique to us. So maybe it's when you run and you know that God loves you. Maybe it's when you sing in a choir. Maybe it's when you bounce on your feet. Maybe it's when you write a letter to someone. Maybe it's when you decorate the church for Christmas or you use your gifts. Maybe it's running the soundboard. Maybe it's buying cookies for someone or being patient with someone that needs it. Maybe you sing at the top of your lungs in your car or your shower or your basement. Maybe you never sing at all, and that's okay because you think. And when you're thinking deeply, you know that God loves you. Each of you and me have something, and maybe more than one thing. We all got a sunrise. We all have a sun to bask in as a reminder that God is so very, very fond of us. I pray that as this Advent season goes on, you discover those ways and you hear God's voice louder than any. When you have your own holy moment where God says to you, "You are highly favored. I think you are wonderful." Let's pray. Thank you, God, for your word that came through angels, for singling out Mary to let her know that you love her. But I thank you, Lord, that the messages go so far beyond and that thousands of years later you are still telling each and every person that you made that you delight in them. I pray that we would hear you sing our songs, that you would speak loudest in our minds and voices. And for anyone here whose own mind tells them they're not wonderful, Lord, I pray that you would tell them otherwise. Thank you for what you've done for us. You've brought us into relationship. You die for our sins. You call us your own. And Lord, may we truly believe and live into the truth that you think we're wonderful. And that we might encounter other people in the same. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.